If you happen to drive by the cemetery in Gypsum, Colorado on April 8th, you may find several people serving breakfast. It's an unusual sight to see, and it has quite a story behind it. I'll share more next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On April 8, 1916, Charlie Peterson, a local farmer, rancher, and ferry boat operator, was murdered at his cabin. Three plates of food were on his kitchen table when the murder was discovered. It appeared he had made breakfast for two strangers who turned on him, killed him, and ransacked his cabin for money. A few people around Gypsum, Colorado, remember the story, though.
We knew the Charlie Peterson story because the ranchers over in that area called the little parcel of land the Ranch of Three Plates.
Kathy Hiker is the president of the Eagle County Historical Society, and she received an interesting bequest almost 100 years after that murder.
We had an anonymous donor to the Historical Society say, "I will give you $10,000 for a local history research fund if you will serve breakfast to Charlie Peterson every April 8th.
And every April 8th, a group of locals take breakfast to Charlie's gravesite, a memorial to a man who was simply making breakfast for those who turned and killed him.
There's an unusual amount of interest in what you should feed a dead guy for breakfast. Charlie himself doesn't care. He's not a picky eater.
But this isn't a publicity stunt. The Memorial Fund not only remembers Charlie Peterson, but also provides money to help young people in the community.
It's really a boon for the Eagle County Historical Society, and we got our first user of the scholarship fund this year.
Times have changed. Some of the farms and ranches like Charlie would have known remain, but now it's winter recreation that drives much of the economy.
We grow condominiums rather than cattle here. That's what we produce a lot of.
No matter the reason people visit or reside here, Kathy hopes all will remember Charlie Peterson, a good man who helped others and a man who receives breakfast in the cemetery every April 8th. Traveling the countryside near Gypsum, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.